This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. An illegal immigrant from Peru has been charged with murder after being arrested by police in Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office confirmed that 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santa Maria was arrested in connection to a homicide that happened Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say Vasquez Santa Maria crossed illegally into Texas in May and was released into the United States with a court date of 2025. Zero information is being released about the person he's to have allegedly murdered. Ford Motor Company narrowly avoided a dual labor strike in the United States and Canada, with automaker and the Canadian union, Unifor, announcing a tentative deal last night. Unifor, which represents roughly 18,000 workers at Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis plants in Canada, threatened to go on strike at all three Ford's plants in that country if a deal was not reached. We could be saying goodbye to year-round football in the United States. The USFL and XFL are in talks to merge spring football leagues. The leagues hope to finalize a merger for the 2024 season. The deal would reportedly need regulatory approval. It is unclear whether the broadcasts of the games and where they might go. The USFL appeared on Fox and NBC, while XFL broadcasts have been shown on ESPN and ABC. The UAW strike against American automakers could intensify.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, they will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike. Currently, the strike involves three auto plants, each representing one of the big three automakers. I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
White House officials won't be heading to Detroit to help with the labor negotiations after all. Dave Collins has more.
President Biden said last week that Labor Secretary Julie Sue and Senior Advisor Gene Sperling would go to Detroit to give support as the United Auto Workers and Companies try to work out a deal. But according to a statement, the White House says it's most productive for the two to continue discussions from Washington, D.C. instead.
Following a rise in annual inflation for August, the Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2024 is projected to rise at 3.2%, according to analysis by the Senior Citizens League. That boost would rise the average monthly benefit $57. However, that forecasted raise is far from historic 8.7% increase seen this year already. The Senior Citizens League is reporting retirees are receiving the highest cost of living bump in 40 years. Newly proposed legislation would allow more retail outlets for medical marijuana sales in Pennsylvania.
The State Senate Appropriations Committee has unanimously approved legislation allowing more growers and processors to sell directly to patients. The bill rectifies a situation under which some were allowed to sell directly to consumers in Pennsylvania instead of having to go through retail dispensaries, while others could not. This proposed bill would allow all growers and processors to apply for permits for direct-to-consumer sales. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, happy hump day to you. It's Wednesday all over the place. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell. He's the author of Rediscovering America and currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and member of the Committee on the Present Danger, China. Yes, it is a present danger. Scott Powell, welcome. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you.
Well, Sunday was Constitution Day. You and I talked about it last week. What a great day, and especially for those citizens who read the Constitution, all 4,440 words. That's it.
I know.
Said to be the oldest and shortest written constitution of any major government in the world that is still standing 247 plus years later.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't that amazing? That statement just is amazing. That it is the shortest, document, constitutional type document, governance document for a nation. It's the shortest of all the countries in the world. That is an incredible statement. Let me tell you why. Because, you know, the principles of life and good governance, and good governance is an extension of our personal lives, of our community lives. It is the nation, of course. But God intended it all to be quite simple. So when you keep a document short, then you're fulfilling sort of God's mandate for our lives is to keep it simple, stupid, right?
Unlike the bills that come out of Congress these days.
Oh, God.
That are purposely confusing, that go on and on ad nauseum, thousands of pages that the people who vote on them don't even read. I mean, how irresponsible.
Look, these bills are filled with corruption. They are filled with earmarks and with directing funds to causes that the American people would never support.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have these bills as long as they are. Nobody reads them. Even the citizens don't read them. Now, occasionally some good investigative journalists will ferret out something about these bills. But by that time, it's too late. It's already passed.
And but you can't keep up with it, Scott.
It is
a force unto itself, because by the time, Congress goes through all their shenanigans, they pass the bill, like you say, with all this special language that is all, dog whistle, effectiveness for the bureaucratic state, and the bureaucrats get a hold of it, and guess what? They're the ones that are actually legislating. They're interpreting, and this is why, it comes out the way it does, and then, of course, then it gives cover. See, the politicians, senators, and congressmen, they love this because they get to escape accountability. Well, you can't blame us. It's those doggone bureaucrats, right? It's always somebody else.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What a scam, huh? And no wonder we're $33 trillion in debt. No wonder we don't know how to handle our border. No wonder this whole issue of Roe v. Wade. Look at, you know, it's your body. I get it. You know, your body, your right. Okay, well, keep it between you and your doctor and the father, your husband, hopefully, whatever it is, that's fine. But don't be irresponsible with your body and then come to me and have me pay the bill.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Right, you got it. I mean, it's back in the States. In my humble opinion, Scott, the Republicans, anybody, we shouldn't pick up this issue of abortion. I believe it is deep, it is personal, and it deserves that kind of treatment. It doesn't deserve to be brought out into the public. You know, look at it. If you want to carve up your body and change your sex, this is a free country. Have at it. But don't expect me to come and pay for that. And don't expect me to feel guilty because you've got issues. Because you know what? Yeah. I'm busy taking care of my own issues.
Right.
I don't need your issues on top of the issues I'm dealing with. Okay, so I'm not claiming perfection here. I'm just claiming that we live in a free country that gives you an opportunity, gives you the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Nowhere in that does it imply or command us, Scott, for me to pay for your problems.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, of course, the founders had no idea how the Constitution would get abused. So let's reflect for a moment for your audience mm-hmm. on what a spiritually enlightened constitutional America would look like. What would it look like? Well, first, the government would be a good steward of all taxpayer resources, and because it would want to avoid burdening future generations with ever increasing debt. Right? If you care about your kids, you don't want to. You want to leave them. You want to leave them a legacy, right? You want to leave them money in the bank, an inheritance.
Right.
You don't
exactly.
want to leave them debt.
Yeah, because that's what you do. You know, a godly person has, right. Leaves a legacy to the generations forward, we're told, right?
That's right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a big change in the way people, our government would think, our governing authorities would think about, they would be good stewards of money. Secondly, unelected government agencies, and you just mentioned this, would all be downsized, and they'd be stripped of their ability to make regulatory law because they're not elected. They don't have the right. Only the legislature, can create laws that govern the way resources and people are, are required to live by, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a legislative function. It is not the function of an administrator in some bureaucracy or administrators in bureaucracies.
Right.
So we have a downsizing of these agencies. And then the agencies that couldn't be reformed or deliver for the American people, like the Department of Education and public schools, they would be just terminated.
Right.
They'd be replaced by institutions under state and local control and funding completely. There'd be no mm-hmm. need. I mean, it was Jimmy Carter that established the Department of Education in 1977. And what's been the result? What do we know about education? It's gotten worse and worse
exactly.
and worse ever
mm-hmm.
since the Department of Education was formed. Our public school system has been declining and failing to educate the people. Now you could blame mm-hmm. it partially on the unions, but you put them all together. These are bureaucratic organizations that are not well equipped. I mean, they get politicized, and then they have another agenda. Locally,
yeah, the deal is,
locally,
I think, yeah.
They have to be responsive to the families that they're serving.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So local control of education would emerge from a spiritually enlightened constitutional America. Now, the military... The military would be totally recast into an armed services, and you appreciate that, Bill, being an ex-Marine.
Former Marine, don't say ex.
Okay, I'm sorry, thank you for correcting me, former Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine, you're a former
yeah.
Marine.
Former Marine.
Of course,
yes.
my faux pas, sorry. Sorry about that. So the military would be recast into an armed services with an esprit de corps and an unmatched excellence and training, you know, to fight and deter and win wars. I mean, deterrence is the goal of a strong military. Nobody
exactly.
wants to fight you because you can win, and so they don't. They won't fight you, and so you keep the peace. It's a peace through strength approach.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And then
I'll tell you what. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. More from Scott Powell as we break it all down. In case you missed it, Constitution Day was last Sunday. 15 minutes after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Continues with us, author of Rediscovering America. You want to get your hands on this book if you haven't, okay? And because it is a user's manual on how to fix America. Okay, the majority of Americans say, look, we need fixing, right? You know, we're on the wrong track. Okay, good observation. All right, we need the other element is, okay, what does being on the right track look like? Okay, and I would dare say it's not from a Republican perspective or a Democrat perspective. It's an American perspective. What is it that fortifies this great American idea that keeps that light on a shining hill burning bright, full blast, as a, so to speak, beacon of liberty and inspiration to the rest of the world? Right, Scott?
Absolutely, Bill. I love the picture you painted. The light is shining full blast. That's full blast, as in, you know, God's sun.
Yes,
on the brightest, sunniest day. You know, one reason I fell in love when I decided to move to Florida from Seattle, you know, I heard about this community called Lighthouse Point. I thought, let's go there. Let's visit there. It was near a very good church, D. James Kennedy's old church. I said, can't go wrong. I mean, we'll be near a great church, and we're going to live in Lighthouse Point, beacon of light.
how cool is that, huh? Living in Lighthouse Point.
It's actually the brightest lighthouse on the east coast of Florida is right here where I live. It is the most powerful light. It goes further out than any other light on the coast of Florida. How do you like that?
I love that. Okay, let's pick up where we...
I mean, people prefer to come in here from the Atlantic than, say, Boca Raton, which is a larger city. But it's a tough city to get into on their inlet because of the currents and the so forth. But anyway, we were talking about what a spiritually enlightened constitutional America would look like. And we went over a few points. The last and most important point, though, is regarding that First Amendment. And the First Amendment, there's a reason it's the First Amendment. It is the most important amendment because it protects truth. And truth, first of all, we know one of the Ten Commandments is, you know, not to bear false witness.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is so important. It is part of God's order that people be honest in what they say.
Right. Exactly.
So the First Amendment would, in a spiritually enlightened constitutional republic, the First Amendment would actually be protected and strengthened, and it would result in a vibrant competition of ideas, and it would create a public square in which political narratives and propaganda would be exposed and unable to survive.
Right. Exactly.
Because the truth is so powerful that when you let it, when you protect it and you let it go, it will destroy the lies. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have our First Amendment is being violated. It's being confined and constrained. It's being deplatformed, for Pete's sake.
Right. This is why we've spent $5 trillion in this pursuit of climate. Right? Because that debate could not stand in any public square.
No. No.
Right?
I think people are finally waking up. Everybody should understand what the Green New Deal is. The Green New Deal is an economic plan to basically control your life. It is it facilitates the new world order in which the elites at the top, and they may be communists, they may be something else. They're, you know, the communists and the fascists, they're kissing cousins. They're the same. It's total control over the people. That's what it is, okay?
It's even more diabolical than that, speaking in spiritual terms. This is your new God. This is what this is.
It's a false God, yes.
This is a replacement of God Almighty. That's what it comes down to.
It's a new kind of paganism. Remember what paganism was? It was a false religion. It was a worship of nature. This is what we're going back to. This is what the environmental movement is about. This is what the Green New Deal is about. It's a worshiping of nature, and it's based on falsehood. It'll be the ruin of America. And let me tell you who benefits from the Green New Deal. It is China that benefits from the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
They control more than 70% of all the lithium and lithium batteries that are manufactured.
China's part of it, but the World Economic Forum, they're the ones that are beating the drum on this because they will be your new masters. That's the big exchange is coming in, because we go back to the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? Did God create the heavens and the earth? Did he set everything? Did he establish all things to where we can be sure that all will be well in the infrastructure of the earth that he created? It's quite clear and simple. He says it very directly. And then you get these modern day knuckleheads that think they know better than God. You know, the John Kerrys and the Al Gores of the world and Klaus Schwab. Are you kidding me? Like, these geniuses know more than God himself? Please.
Yeah. Klaus Schwab presents himself as, you know, as a business, you know, he started his origin in business, in writing about how to manage business better, and then he evolved into changing business, stakeover capitalism. But
he lost all credibility with me when he dressed up like a little fairy. Did you see him in the little fairy outfit?
Yes, I did. It's unbelievable.
Okay, go ahead. I digress from all this
because the evil ones want to reveal who they really are, and so they end up dressing up on things and wearing crazy stuff. But from an economics point of view, let me just explain why the Green New Deal based on wind and solar cannot work. First of all, wind and solar are not energy on demand. If the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining, you don't get energy. Whereas uranium, in terms of nuclear power, the so-called fossil fuels, I call them, you know, I just simply call them gas and petroleum. Mm. These are, right. You know, these are, and this is energy on demand. When it's there in your tank, turn the key, your car runs, okay?
Right.
And it runs until the fuel is used up and you replenish it. So it's energy on demand. So what we have to have an energy grid that works using wind and solar alone, which is what these people want. They want to wean us entirely from the traditional energy sources, and it's going to be wind and solar. You have to establish a 30-day storage energy program so that you can have energy on demand, so that you can have batteries that will supply the energy when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining, and you need a 30-day storage supply. It would cost $35 trillion to build a 30-day energy supply to run the American economy. $35 trillion it would cost.
Right. Right.
So there's no way that we can ever get there. I mean, we're already, we're almost $35 trillion in national debt. We cannot. There is just no way to get there, and economists will tell you that. But none of these people are economists, and as they push us down this field, it's a great injustice and disservice to the American people. I'm not saying that we'll always be running on, I think natural gas is just a blessing. It's clean, it burns, we've got a ton of it in America, we should use it. And so you know who these people are. When they've come out with a new, regulatory proposal to stop the production and the installation of natural gas stoves in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
They want to cut that off. Natural gas is not only the cleanest fuel, but if you're a great chef and cook and you want to make food just the right way, you've got to do it with natural gas. Electric doesn't cut it.
Right.
So these people, they want to transform our lives and make our lives will become worse following all of their proposals, and they're so crazy that I think finally the American people are waking up. And as we wake up, we push back and we say, no, we're not doing that.
What a waste of money, Scott. I mean, at last count, and it's $5 trillion and counting that we've spent, you know, chasing down the windmills like Don Quixote.
There's stacks of windmill blades in Texas from broken blades or blades that, you know, lost their, they don't have, they last 10 years and then they have to be replaced. They're very expensive, and it's the same with solar panels.
Unbelievable.
They only last 10, 12 years, and then what?
Exactly.
You got to replace them all?
Got to leave it there. Scott Powell, thank you.
Smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. An illegal immigrant from Peru has been charged with murder after being arrested by police in Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office confirmed that 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santa Maria was arrested in connection to a homicide that happened Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say Vasquez Santa Maria crossed illegally into Texas in May and was released into the United States with a court date of 2025. Zero information is being released about the person he's to have allegedly murdered. Ford Motor Company narrowly avoided a dual labor strike in the United States and Canada, with automaker and the Canadian union, Unifor, announcing a tentative deal last night. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, according to the U.S. Veteran Affairs Department, nearly one out of every five veterans will be women by 2040. Women represent the fastest growing population in the military and veteran communities, and the Wounded Warrior Project recognized the need to address their unique challenges. Makes sense, right? WWP founded the Women Warrior Initiative in 2021 and published its first women's focused report to understand WWP Women's Warriors' experiences and needs. The 2023 Women's Warriors Report reveals unique challenges women veterans face, identifying six in particular. And here to tell us more about it is Danielle Green and Tracy Farrell from WWP. Ladies, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, Tracy, you first. What is the Women Warriors Initiative, and when and why was it created?
Well, as you mentioned in the intro, and that was fabulous, thank you. Our first go at this was in 2021, and this year, 2023, we're releasing a report today that's an initiative to consolidate and communicate all the data we have with regards to 9/11 wounded, post 9/11 wounded women warriors. And I love saying that because that's so many W's in a row. there were over 5,000 survey responses, and from there we culled out some really important data and went to roundtable discussions and spoke with almost 100 women warriors over across the country, both virtually and in person. And from that developed a report that has not only issues, but recommendations with regards to programming, research, or legislative action. Additionally, part of this initiative is the direct programming that Wounded Warrior Project does. But this week in Washington, D.C., we have 50 women warriors who tomorrow will be going up to Capitol Hill to talk to their congressional members and their staff to advocate for change and make sure and try and make sure that next time we go around, we don't have as many of these issues.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Tracy and Daniel, both U.S. Army vets. Tracy is the Vice President of Program Partnerships and Operations VP with the Wounded Warrior Project, and Danielle is the Warrior Speak spokeswoman for Wounded Warrior. Tracy, what are the key takeaways from this year's Women's Warriors report that you found?
Sure. Three I really would like to highlight. One is that the military's civilian transition process is hard. It's not just a single day, it's a process, and that has to be enhanced and include ongoing support so that women warriors can thrive wherever they choose to live after they leave military service. The second is that women warriors' financial well-being is notably worse off than their male peers, and this has to do with barriers to employment, perhaps, or what's in their bank account, but they're really suffering in that area. And then the third is, while the VA has made enormous strides in the past few years with regards to women's health care, we still need innovative gender-specific services nationwide, and those are lacking. And so we need to find a way to make those services available and accessible to women veterans.
Danielle, as a woman vet, have you experienced these challenges yourself?
Bill, I wish that the Women's Warrior Initiative was available 18 years ago when I transitioned from the military to the civilian world. I'm also an arm amputee. I lost my arm to a rocket-propelled grenade in Iraq. And so that transition, along with access to care because I needed prosthetic care, it was challenging. I had to apply for unemployment the first several months, and it really deflated my ego and a sense of, like, who I was with my identity on top of trying to acclimate to being an amputee. But I must say, for the past 18 years, Wounded Warrior Project has been there by my side to advocate for me when I didn't feel like I had a voice back then. And they also started to explore the veteran holistically, the mental aspect, the physical aspect, the social connection, just all those things all in one. And so here we are almost 20 years later, and we were rolling out this initiative. So I'm just happy that future generations of women, current women warriors, they don't have to struggle. They don't have to fall through the crack. They can ask for help because we are here. So that's why this week is so important for those 50 women that are here from 30 different states to go to their lawmakers to implement change.
Danielle, what a story that you have. I mean, and an inspiration you must be to other women vets. I mean, wow. This is incredible. Like you said, you wish you'd had that 18 years ago.
Yes.
But it's available now.
Absolutely.
And as somebody, as a spokesperson for Wounded Warriors, you've been right there, at the vanguard of it all.
Yes, I have, Bill. It's amazing to come through the program where it was male-dominated, and now I'm at an event with 49 other female veterans, and we're empowering each other, and we have great female leadership. We have Tracy here and some other folks,
right.
So it's great to be around, and the whole goal is to keep this thing going for the next 10, 15, 20 years. So like I said, women, we don't feel like we're alone in this. Like, we have help, we have support, but it's going to take a collective effort to continue to roll this out and to continue to innovate and evolve.
Well, especially when, like, we're looking at the numbers from the U.S. Vet Affairs Department, that one out of five vets will be women by 2040. So this is a growing demographic that needs attention. And thank God for you and Tracy to be here at the forefront for this next generation.
It's a team effort. The group that put the report together, Bill, was absolutely phenomenal. And the passion that they show mirrors the passion that Danielle and I have for this topic. Everyone who worked on this initiative and will continue to do so is just dedicated to making sure that women veterans are supported.
How is WWP continuing to tackle these challenges, Tracy?
Well, the first thing is bringing it all to light. right? Taking the effort, the resources, the energy to do the research, create a report, and make recommendations, and then taking that to not only to Congress and to the Veterans Affairs Administration, but to the public, and making it accessible for anyone who wants to see it on our website. And then on a personal note, within our organization that celebrates 20 years this year of being in existence within the United States, is the necessity to take a look at all our programming. And we do this routinely, but we'll look at what the results were. We'll look at what our programming addresses, our holistic programming that looks at every part of a warrior, and make sure we're addressing all the needs that we can of the women veterans we serve.
Well, exactly. Well, this 2023 Women's Warriors Report has revealed unique challenges that women veterans face. Six in particular, you've got social health, mental wellness, financial wellness, military transition, and access to care, all very important issues and good focal points in order to help other vets, other women vets in the WWP project. Danielle, where can our listeners go for more information and to support the Wounded Warrior Project?
Bill, our listeners can go to woundedwarriorproject.org. That's woundedwarriorproject.org to read more about our services and programs and find out about our initiatives for women veterans.
Well, Tracy Farrell, as we wrap things up, I'll give you the last word. Any parting words you want to leave with our audience?
I would say if you need help, reach out. There is somebody there that will help you. And if you're a veteran post 9/11 and you need it, look for us.
Tracy Farrell and Danielle Green from WWP, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care. Well, our thanks to the girls, Wounded Warrior Project. Boy, I'll tell you, what a great story there, and the great work that they're doing, and that report, too. By all means, check it out if you're interested so that you are in the flow of the know. Well, coming up this afternoon on our TV show, we've got Dr. Michael Bussler is going to be with us. Looking forward to that. We're going to go deep, and deeper, certainly. We are very opportunistic here on this radio show whenever we have Dr. Bussler on to be able to talk about the economy and Bidenomics. You know, what's working, what isn't? You know, what is your wallet telling you? You know, even as President Joe Biden touts the success of Bidenomics, more Americans expect the economy to get worse over the next year and think that it will not improve. This according to Rasmussen. Meanwhile, Biden says it is working. The reality of the pain of Bidenomics is drowning out his spin about his economy. And I keep reminding you, look, at this is not your fault. It really isn't. I mean, unless you voted for Joe Biden, you know, maybe that's another deal. But even still, I mean, who would have realized that he was going to cause this kind of injury to our economy and to everyday citizens?
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Good day, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You're listening to the music of Kim Gentry Meyer, and yes, she is with us to talk about her new album, Herald. Kim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill. It's such a pleasure.
Well, congratulations on this solo debut album. Who would have thunk? I mean, your career is just unbelievable. I mean, you're recently named Mrs. Massachusetts in 2020. You're doing music. You're a poet. Accomplished poet, an artist. You did the beautiful artwork on the cover of the album. Is there an end to you?
Well, you are very kind and generous. Thank you. Thank you for all of that encouragement. Bill, it's just a journey, and I just, my life quote is, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would have not a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me. And that's an Irma Bombeck quote. I don't take credit for it by any means. But, I found that quote several years ago, and it really just very much focused my life, Bill. Mm-hmm. I just, we can get so stuck on, gosh, what if I'm not the best at this, or what if I fail, or whatever. And, what I find is, if we step out in faith and just ask the Lord for guidance, we are able through Him to do much more than we really would have thought we could do. And that's really how Herald came about, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it is your heart, right? I mean, it's just an outflow of the natural reaction to appreciating who God is, and that is that you praise Him, right?
Amen. Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yes.
Well, yeah. How cool. So your journey, it has been, as I said, quite extraordinary. And are you ever made, you wake up one morning and just go, gosh, what, you've given me so much to do. What should I do? What should I focus on, God?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we're all kind of pulled in so many directions, and there are so many things we could do. And I think, you know, over my life, I've just learned before I jump, say, Lord, what do you think about this? You know, what would you have me do? And, you know, I was actually just talking to the Lord one night and really just feeling like, okay, I'm feeling like, it's about a year ago, Bill, and I said, you know, I just feel like this is a new season maybe that's happening, and I just need some guidance, Lord. I just need to know, what do you have for me? You know, who am I to you specifically? I know what your word says about we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I receive all of that. I receive all of your word that you have for me in the Bible, but I need a little more direction, Lord. And I tell you, Bill, he spoke to my spirit so clearly. You're my herald. And I thought, well, gosh, I sure wasn't expecting to hear that. You know, so I was
right.
Like, I asked again. I was like, did I hear that right? And he said that again. And that was the end of it. And, you know, I will say that's really, when you say like, well, how did you just figure out some focus? That's really, that has really anchored the past, gosh, year and a half or so of my life. And what I did is just, I took some time to just kind of meditate on that word, all of the instances I could find of it, and just kind of accept it and receive it. And you know, after just this kind of introspective process, I said, okay, Lord, you know, so what can I do that I know how to do, or how can I utilize the gifts you've given me and that I am doing my best to cultivate, right?
Right.
To be your herald. And I just felt like he again just said, do an album. And I really wasn't planning to do an album, I'll be honest at this point. And I just said, oh Lord, you know, I just feel like maybe that time has passed for me. I'm a little older. I just don't know, you know. And he just, again, you know, like, he's very, I'm very, you know, I'm just kind of very direct to the point person. And so he just knows to speak to me that way. And he said, do an album. And so, you know what? I rolled up my sleeves and started just, you know, deciding how did I want to curate some of my songs that I've written. And, you know, Bill, he just really co-created this album with me. And I'm just, you know, it was just an act of obedience, and anything good in it, 100% was just him and me just trying to be a conduit, you know?
So, yeah. Well, it's almost like, you know, Isaiah, you know, Isaiah's given his marching orders. And first of all, he realizes, well, you know, who am I? I'm a man of unclean lips from unclean people. And, you know, why would God pick me, somebody so unworthy? But it's God's choice. He is the one who sanctifies and sets apart. And for this time, Kim, I mean, for you to proclaim the coming of the Lord, that's, you know, that's what Herald is all about, right?
Amen. Yes. Thank you for pulling that, you know, that thought out. I appreciate that, because that really is my heart, Bill. It really is. And, you know, when I was kind of, again, just trying to think through how I wanted to kind of conceptualize Herald, right, as a as a ministry, as a kind of a, you know, whatever this next thing is I'm doing, I really felt like he gave me the image of sunsets. And it really felt like, you know, a sunset is for me. My intention with the painting of these sunsets, which I subsequently did, was to proclaim the coming of the Lord. And so I hadn't painted for a while either. Okay. I was kind of like, you know, I don't know if there's anything left in me even to paint, you know, I kind of was just there, right? You just kind of get there where you're like, ugh. And he said, start painting sunsets. And I thought, okay. I mean, I just scrounged around my house for some old canvases and I just, you know, paints I had, and I just started painting sunsets, and so these images just kind of would come to me, and I picked one of them to be my album cover, and you know, that's
it's
kind
gorgeous.
Of how the
it is so
thank
gorgeous.
You.
It's
oh my
stunning.
Gosh!
Oh my
gosh!
Gosh.
Thank
wow.
you.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
That's very kind. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. It's just another. I just feel like it's another, you know, another way to kind of be a herald, especially like, because sometimes I think visual art can kind of pick up where words maybe lack, or, you know, people connect maybe differently with art, and maybe even someone who would not be willing to listen to the message of a song that's, you know, of songs that are very clearly ministry focused, they might look at it at a visual, right? And the Lord could still
exactly.
work through that. I mean, that's what I think. I don't know, you know.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Kim, he's coming. And how people may perceive that Jesus is coming, you know, it can run the entire gamut. And when I look at your painting and what you've done on the cover, Boy, the imagination, it's enlivened, you know. So, you know, that, you know, combined, I believe, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit on this project, is God. It's God's way of getting our attention and saying, look, I am coming and in a most magnificent way at a time. You know, Charles Finney, you know, talked about we have revivals when they're most needed. Look where we are right now, Kim, in this chaotic, unbelievable, extraordinary culture that we're in right now, that without Jesus, how are we going to get there? And by get there, I mean come back into alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
You know, amen. And I feel like, you know, that is really my prayer, Bill. It's just that I could get out of the way with this helmet, with this heart, whatever. And that, you know, the Lord just use it how he wants. I was really, something else that was really important to me when I wrote the album was that it be very packed full of scripture, because I think sometimes our worship and faith-based songs can maybe be a little light in that area. And I just, you know, I love them all. I love the Lord's music. But for me, it was very important for me to be very, very grounded in scripture. I mean, I even, you know, wrote out the anchor scriptures for every song. I'm actually doing a book next about, you know, I'm doing a book about the music and the song stories and the art. And I'm
you just don't let up, do you? You just, I'm doing a book. Next thing I'll be doing a movie and, you know.
Well, there's no time, right? I mean, that's the thing. I'm like, this is the time. I really feel like this is the time, you know, anything I can do to be out there and just, you know, being encouraging and ministering and stirring hearts. And like you said, you know, just being a herald. I mean, that's what I'm just, you know, very focused on doing. And so with the songs, I wanted them to be very scripturally based. And so I just feel like, hey, his word does not come back void, right? We know
Amen.
That. So,
right.
So, you know, if I can just, you know, with very kind and generous people like yourself who are willing to help me get the word out about it, and we can get ears on the songs,
exactly.
You know, he can minister. That scripture ministers. It's not me. But you know, if we could just get it out there, and I'm just believing that he, you know, he'll do work through it. And I am just humbled and just so grateful to be a tiny part of it.
Well, Kim, look at, you know, with your background, all you've experienced, the heritage of your grandmother and your great grandmother, you know, someone who's lived life. Yes, I mean, you know, people might look at this and think, oh, you know, it's like I'm looking at a Facebook entry. Everything is so good for Kim Gentry Meyer. you've gone through some tough times. I mean, you have experienced the redemption of God personally.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and because you have, it brings depth, it brings power to Harold. And to your voice and the use of his words, you know, his words are powerful enough, but when they are, when they're utilized through a vessel who knows their God, that is something special, isn't it? We've only got about a minute left. I could spend an afternoon with you. I mean, this is just, you're just so delightful.
We'll do it sometime. That sounds fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. If you don't mind, but, you know, I'm going to let you, you know, summarize everything. Tell everybody how they can get their hands on Harold and, you know, and your website. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Yes. So you can look at any of the online music platforms, and I'm there under Kim Gentry Meyer, Kim, G-E-N-T-R-Y, Meyer is M-E-Y-E-R. Or you can go to my website, which is kimgentrymeyer.com. Click on the music tab, and I have all of the links to listen to Harold. And I just would so, so be appreciative of you giving it a listen. And listen, reach out to me. Let me know what you think, what songs connect.
You got it. Kim, thank you so much for being with us. You are a blessing. God bless.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill, for the time. I really appreciate it.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.